This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Italy might need a Greece-style bailout within 6 months. Britain's Daily Telegraph uncovered what was supposed to be a private assertion made by Italy's second-largest bank, Mediobanca. Here's why this would be different than cleaning up Greece's debt problems. Italy is the eighth-largest economy in the world. Greece comes in at number 35. Simon Tilford is at the Center for European Reform in London. Mr. Tilford, thanks for joining us.
Hi, good morning.
What is wrong with Italy? Has something changed for the worse regarding its debt recently?
Nothing has really changed in terms of its position over the last few months. The changes have come elsewhere. What's happened is that the Fed has indicated that it's going to gradually stop buying up unprecedented amounts of AAA sovereign debt.
Yes, this is the tapering that we've been reporting on, hopefully diligently.
Yeah, so over the last year, investors have been pushed into riskier sovereign debt, the sovereign debts of places like Italy. Investors now have started to move back out, or there's a risk that they will start concentrating their purchases on US debt rather than the debts of struggling economies in the Eurozone, such as Italy or Spain.
Now, there was an active debate about whether or not perhaps it would be most prudent to allow Greece to just fall out of the euro. In the case of an economy the size of Italy, that's not an option. That is a country that's too big to fail, as it were.
Italy is a very interesting one because of all the struggling eurozone economies, Italy is the best place to leave. Italy's government is running what we call a primary budget surplus. So they could leave the eurozone, default on their debt, and still be able to pay the salaries of public officials and all of their liabilities. It also doesn't have foreign debt. So Italy could say, look, unless you give us concessions, we're going to leave. If Italy were to leave, Italy would probably be much less negatively affected than the eurozone as a whole. Because if Italy were to leave, it would almost certainly make a Spanish exit inevitable. There would be huge pressure on France. Now, the Italians know this, and it's going to be fascinating to see how this plays out. They can't be bullied in quite the same way the others are effectively being bullied.
Fascinating is one word. Simon Tilford at the Center for European Reform, thank you very much.
You're welcome.